Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks a lot for listening today. You know, there has been a recent spike in sex abuse allegations coming from within various Hasidic Jewish communities in Brooklyn. Doesn't mean necessarily that there are more sex crimes than ever before. It might mean that more victims are coming forward. So in a historically insular community that has traditionally dealt with this issue internally, or maybe not at all, we're seeing a big shift toward working with law enforcement. After years of trying to make inroads in Hasidic communities in Williamsburg and Borough Park, Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines launched Project Kol Tzedek in April of this year, which means Voice of Justice, and credits this project with the spike in people coming forward. DA Charles Hines is here with me in our studio to talk about that project. We're also joined by Ronnie Doss, Chief of the District Attorney's Sex Crimes Bureau, and Faye Wilbur, Coordinator of Family Violence Services at the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services in Borough Park, one of the organizations the DA has been working with on this issue. So welcome all three of you to
WNYC.
Thank
you. It's Ronnie Jowes.
Jowes.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Thank you.
And DA Hines, sex abuse in these communities has been described for years as an open secret. It's not to say they're more prone to it than anyone else, just it goes on everywhere. But in these cases, victims were too afraid to come forward. You've said that what you've seen this year is completely unprecedented. What has happened?
Communication. And it's, you know, not without prior history in my own church, the Catholic Church in the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. There was a natural reluctance not to go to civil authorities. The way they dealt with allegations of priest abuse was to transfer them to other parishes where they would continue to abuse. When we were able to convince Bishop Daley, who was then the Bishop of Brooklyn, to enter into a memorandum of understanding with my office, which, among other things, required him to give me any allegation without prior review, that really changed the dynamic. And we had the kind of spike that you're seeing in the Hasidic community. The Project Kol Tzedek is a way in which to allow victims to come forward and to report their victimization. And what we have is, with Faye Wilbur's organization and with OHEL and other very, very prominent social service agencies, we have the credibility which has resulted in an increase in allegations. So it's a good thing.
Faye Wilbur, you work in the Borough Park community in Brooklyn. You are an Orthodox Jewish woman yourself. Do you see a big shift in attitudes in your community taking place?
The community is much more open than ever before. They have the ability now, both with rabbinic and communal leaders, to address the problem. And rather than avoiding it and being afraid to work with the community, there are therapists they know that are out there that can help the victims. And since we have the district attorney's office, they know that the legal system is likewise there and sensitive and understanding. So JBFCS is pleased to be a partner in Kol Tzedek.
What is the primary obstacle, do you think, in getting people to report sex crimes in the community? Is it fear of being ostracized or not being able to find a marriage partner later, or what would you say?
Those are both incredibly important. There's a huge amount of shame. We can all talk about how most of the perpetrators are people that the children know and trust, whether it's a family member or a neighbor or a friend. And there's a great deal of confusion about what's appropriate and what's not. The children are nervous about getting this person in trouble and having their family embarrassed, or if it is a family member who's the perpetrator, breaking up the family, so that there's a lot of anxiety from the children first to tell their parents and then the parents to come forward.
That's true.
It's not unlike what was happening in the Catholic community as well.
Right, and it's true in all communities. And again, I don't want to have this segment be taken in any way as stereotyping Hasidic Jews as doing anything that anybody else doesn't do. But are there different patterns? Are there patterns of behavior? Are there ways that the domestic violence expresses each other itself or sexual abuse that are particular to the community in any way, Faye?
I think the Orthodox community raises the children in a very sheltered manner, so that very often children don't have words for body parts. And when they are exposed to sexual abuse, there's a lot of confusion. So I think that confusion is one of the issues that's a problem. I also think we spend a lot of time teaching our children to respect their elders. And respecting your elder, if they're asking you to do something that's not comfortable for you, is another issue. And parents are not comfortable talking about sexual issues. Now, I don't think that's exclusive to the Orthodox community, but the community might be a little bit more reluctant to expose the children.
Ronnie Douse from the DA's office. Earlier this year, NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty interviewed Joel Engelman, now in his 20s. He grew up in Williamsburg and alleges that a rabbi named Avraham Reichman, the principal at the yeshiva that he went to, sexually abused him on a regular basis for months when he was a kid. The community did an internal investigation and determined that the allegations were overblown, and the yeshiva hired Reichman back. Rabbi Niederman, head of the United Jewish Organizations of Williamsburg, defends the process and rehiring of Rabbi Reichman in the piece. How do you deal with a situation where the leadership within the community is wedded to a process that perhaps bypasses formal law enforcement?
Well, I mean, it's always been a difficult situation in this community, but I think there's been a tremendous change because a number of the cases that we've had recently and through Kol Tzedek, the victims have actually gone to their rabbi and asked their rabbi, would it be okay if I press charges? And the rabbi has been more than encouraging. So I'd say in the last five or six serious indictments we've had, we've seen that big change and rabbis are encouraging and supporting the people who've come forward.
And D.A. Hynes, there is an internal justice system within the Orthodox community. There are rabbinical courts. Some in the community think that this internal process for investigating and punishing abusers is sufficient. Do you work with them? Do you consider them completely illegitimate? What's the relationship there?
I try and make them understand that I know the cultural background, but I've also urged them to comprehend a simple concept. I'm the chief law enforcement officer of Kings County. Criminal activity is handled by my office. They have no authority, in my view, to pre-screen. And, you know, Rabbi Niederman is an old friend of mine, and we agree on most things. I don't agree on his adopting this process. It also loses transparency. And at a time when there are allegations, many of them that are unfortunate, if not untrue, against members of the Hasidic community, you need transparency. And that's why it's so important that the civil authority is the one that reviews the allegation.
Listeners, we have a few minutes for phone calls. If anybody who is part of any Orthodox Jewish communities wants to weigh in, please give us a call. The lines are open for you. Tell us if you've seen a shift in the attitude in the community about working with law enforcement on this issue, as is apparently happening, which is why it's in the news and why we're talking about it. 212-433-WNYC. Any issues you want to raise or ask about, 212-433-9692. For Brooklyn DA Charles Hynes, Ronnie Douse, chief of the district. Douse, I'm still
okay.
Blowing your last name.
Douse is taxi and limousine.
I always get you two mixed up. She is chief of the DA Sex Crimes Bureau, and Faye Wilbur, coordinator of family violence services at the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services in Borough Park, one of the organizations the DA is working with. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And oh my goodness, our lines all lit up immediately. All 10 lines are right now full, so we'll screen some of those calls and take a few of them. Faye Wilbur, let me come back to you on the rabbinical process, the internal process. For investigating and punishing abusers. Do you think these rabbinical courts have any legitimate role to play?
The Orthodox community feels most comfortable going to their rabbi first. And I think what we have seen now is many of the rabbis and many of the rabbinic courts are now saying this is something we should not be handling internally, that we need to work with the secular court system, so that the shift is that people go to their rabbis first, and then most of the rabbis are supportive of going forward. And I think another big shift is that there are therapists available both at JBFCS and elsewhere who are part of the community, who are Orthodox therapists, so that the families know that they can get treatment for the victims, not just have everybody struggle.
Allie in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hello, thank you for calling.
It's me?
Yes, it is you.
Okay, let me just explain you one thing. I think there's two teams in the Orthodox, if you could call it teams. There's Rabbi Niederman, and that's like the more ultra-Orthodox, and then there is, I guess you could say, Dov Hykind. They're not representing really the same people. Rabbi Niederman's people, they're like the ultra-Orthodox. They would never go, I guess, to authorities talk about this. It's mainly because it's a very close-knit community. It's very embarrassing. You know, people feel very close. So it's like people would tend to go to within to the rabbis.
So do you think that that needs to change, in your opinion?
No, I think that I come from Williamsburg. I learned at the same school I believe that they are taking care of it, and it's not in the media because usually they do take care of it.
Right. Thank you. And a stay-at-home dad, I think, apparently. Ronnie, indicative perhaps of at least some strain of thought in some of the communities that there is sufficient attention to it internally. So you have to battle that.
Well, it's always a difficult thing, and the problem is that when someone abuses a child and no one does anything about it in terms of a program or incarceration, that person is left on the street to abuse other children. And if the children don't get treatment, they can grow up, unfortunately, to become abusers themselves. I think the statistic is 30%.
And the interesting thing is this program is only in place since April. And I believe that in very short order over the next several months, anyone who has any reservations about keeping an allegation with the Beis Din or the religious court is going to be persuaded to come to our office and avail themselves of the services.
Ahmad in Patterson, I think, sees some parallels with his Muslim community. Ahmad, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you.
There's the same issues in the Muslim community, too. I think it's a taboo subject in all these close community, especially if you look at Indian community, there is a crossing that there are men who are interested in men, and Indian community flatly refusing these things. So I just want to agree with your female guest that she's absolutely right. There is a taboo subject, and in this education, and when they come to this country, they don't want to learn the Western culture values, and that's going to stay. I mean, I'm sure in Israel there are abuses and Israeli government putting tab on it because they don't want to discuss about it.
Ahmad, thank you very much. D.A. Hines, is this a pattern that recurs in different immigrant communities, as Ahmad suggests, or different religious communities, as in some Islamic communities? Maybe there's also a reluctance to discuss like this?
Without a doubt. And it's paralleled with domestic violence. You know, we have a family justice system with 37 co-located agencies representing many of these insular communities. And the credibility that we've been able to build up through the domestic violence approach, which includes therapy for both the victims and the batterers, has great, I think, positive effects on the sex abuse problem. So I think Kol Sadek, what happened with the Catholic Church's Memorandum of Understanding, all those are replicatable programs for neighborhoods or communities that are insular.
Jacob in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hello, Jacob.
Yes, hello. I'd like to say thank the panelists for coming and not only for speaking about this, but for working to change, bring about change. D.A. Hines, please, I had a question for you. For us in the Orthodox community who know how these things are handled, we know that often people who come forward or think about coming forward are pressured by members of their own community into either dropping charges or not reporting it to the police. Mm-hmm. And as far as I understand, this constitutes witness tampering, and it's illegal. Mm-hmm. To dissuade someone from pressing charges or to get them to drop charges or to stop them from testifying. I was wondering what assistance is available to families or individuals who are pursuing a legal option and who are facing pressure from either heads of their children's schools or from rabbis or community leaders.
Ronnie Jass will give you a phone number that people can call. And obviously, if I have evidence of witness tampering, I'm going to prosecute and I'm going to take it very, very seriously. So, Ronnie, you want to give the phone number?
Yes, the Cold Setic hotline is 718-250-3000. You could report anonymously, and the phone will be answered by a culturally sensitive social worker, an Orthodox Jewish social worker.
Give the phone number again.
718-250-3000.
And, Jacob, thank you for your call. Ronnie, do you see a difference, and we're going to run out of time soon, but do you see a difference in the way the Williamsburg community has dealt with reporting sexual abuse as opposed to the way the Borough Park community has dealt with it? I mean, we had the earlier caller who said there are the Dov Hyken Orthodox and the Rabbi Niederman Orthodox. I don't know that it breaks down that simple, but there are different communities.
There are certainly different communities, but it's pretty much across the board. There's been a general reluctance over the years. I've been handling sex crimes cases for a long time. I've been the chief since 1992, and I'd say every year since up until this year, we've had around a handful of cases with the Orthodox community, which means all the communities in Brooklyn. This year, we've had 27 cases over the last 12 years. That's a remarkable change, and I think we are getting cases from all the different communities, the Satmar, Borough Park, Crown Heights.
Flatbush,
of course.
And Faye Wilbur, I'll give you the last word here from the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services in Borough Park. How should people approach? Should people go to law enforcement? Should people go to you? Who should do whatever? Reach out to people you might want to have contact with.
People should go to everybody who can help them. So they can go to law enforcement to help them on the legal component. But having yourself or your child sexually abused is traumatic for everyone. Parents shouldn't blame themselves. Parents should get help for their children. They can call me at my office. Can I give the number?
Yes, you may.
718-435-5700. That's 718-435-5700. That's the JBFCS office in Borough Park. And the therapists are Orthodox and multilingual so that we can be able to serve anyone in the community who's had this traumatic experience.
The project called TEDEC, now going on as an outreach project from the Brooklyn DA's office since April of this year. We thank DA Charles Hines, Ronnie Jouse, Chief of the District Attorney's Sex Crimes Bureau, and Faye Wilbur, Coordinator of Family Violence Services at the Jewish Board of Family and Children's Services in Borough Park.
Brian, I can't thank you enough for having us on. It's so important that we raise the level of communication, and this is a real public service by you.
And this, as in all communities, thank you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, the complex role of unions in the mayoral race. Stay with us. Mm-hmm.